It's a Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Lawrenceville is the city's biggest and possibly hippest neighborhood, hosting some of the city's biggest arts events. The neighborhood has undergone such a revival, it's been called a go-to destination by the New York Times, no less. Located less than 3 miles from downtown, it's the focus of this month's neighborhood segment with contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, Paul. Beautiful day. Beautiful day to talk about neighborhoods.
Yes, it is. It'd be a great day to go over to Lawrenceville. And let's begin this neighborhood focus looking at the historical background of Lawrenceville. What can you tell us about it?
Okay, well, and as you know, we have our behind-the-scenes reporter who's been helping us anonymously on these neighborhood sections, and he actually has walked all of Lawrenceville. It took him 21 days to walk every street, and part of the reason is that Lawrenceville is one of the largest neighborhoods in the state of Pennsylvania. So it is a huge neighborhood.
And you're behind-the-scenes reporter?
Yes.
Do we know this person's name?
Oh, no, it's an anonymous.
Is it Nosmo King? kids who grew up here of a certain age would know what that reference is.
No, I don't. But I don't know who that was. That is, but no, it's not. That's
from Paul Shannon Adventure Time.
No,
Nosmo King. He'd be sneaking around, you know, and
maybe he's in Lawrenceville as we speak.
Yes, but he may well be.
Well, I do know though that William Foster, who is the father of the composer Stephen Foster, established Lawrenceville in 1814. And Lawrenceville is named for Captain James Lawrence, the hero of the War of 1812. And he is famous for his dying words, which were, "Don't give up the ship." And it was incorporated as a borough in 1834. And prior to the Civil War and industrialization that came with it, really, it was a site of lumber and boat building and army equipment. And the center was the arsenal, which is
right.
And the Allegheny Cemetery was opened in 1844. And Lawrenceville was annexed to the city of Pittsburgh in 1868. And really, it's just it's an amazing hillside area, and a number of people moved there, starting with the Germans who came to the community in the late 1800s, followed by the Poles, Croatians, and Slovaks. So that's a little bit of the history.
And there's a certain demographic makeup of Lawrenceville, and I going through it over the years, you see a lot of bars and restaurants that identify themselves with Irish heritage.
Right.
So that's a big part of
it.
But there's more to it than just that.
Yeah, there really is.
What are the key points of interest?
Yeah, when you look at it, you can really think of it as it's sort of this huge long corridor along the river, and then it sort of moves its way up. As we said, it's one of the largest neighborhoods in all of Pittsburgh and certainly in the state of Pennsylvania. It's made up of the 6th, the 9th, and the 10th wards. And it's bordered by the Allegheny River, Polish Hill, Bloomfield, Strip District, and Stanton Heights. So this is a really large area. About 12,000 people live there. 14% of the residents have lived in the same house for at least 35 years, or same dwelling. And it's really dominated by homes that are jam-packed in all these little narrow streets and interspersed into alleys. And it's got now very much of a cooler, hipper, younger group of people who have come in and really renovated a lot of the homes and the facades. Children's Hospital moved there in 2009, and so you see that as part of the demographics as well. So the demographics have shifted, but we still have a lot of the original families there.
Well, you're right. There's recently was a report that gave the statistic that people in Pittsburgh stay in their homes longer than people in other cities do.
I think that's true. You find a neighborhood and you're part of that neighborhood, and that's, you really identify with that neighborhood. And I think that's a beauty of the city, is the strength of the neighborhoods and the camaraderie and the different personalities of all these neighborhoods.
But also the way that the blending now of the oldsters and the hipsters.
Right.
And I can remember years ago growing up, the Washington Vocational School is in Lawrenceville. And it was kind of a magnet school for a lot of different elementary and grade schools that didn't have the room to set up shop classes.
Right.
If you wanted to learn, home ec, you know, learn how to cook basically,
right,
or
right.
or learn how to use a, you know, be a welder,
right, or some of the a large saw, right,
those kinds of things, which as kids we thought were really cool. You got on the bus and they would bus us out to the to Washington
really
Vocational School on the bus that they
right.
called the WAVO bus. And you'd go through Lawrenceville, and you'd really take in Lawrenceville and what you just described, the
right.
narrow streets, the interesting
right.
topography, but it didn't seem very hip. So how did it become so hip?
It really became hip. I mean, it's, and when you look at the businesses, and that's really the part that has changed so much, it's sandwiched between the Strip District and Bloomfield. And the area has become very hip because it really has had the power of the Lawrenceville Corporation, which is a nonprofit community development corporation that's really helped come in and fuel the growth of the business district. It had a whole initiative called the 1662 Design Zone, which is this area that begins at the 16th Street Bridge and goes all the way up to the 62nd Street Bridge in Lawrenceville. And it's an initiative which has taken on about 60 plus businesses, and it's considered a design zone. And so it's all things design. So companies have come in, everything from home furnishings to art to handcrafted products, and many Pittsburgh-based artisans. So you find this sort of ecosystem of artisans, and that has really changed the area as well. And businesses have come in. And then, of course,
and property values have gone way, way up.
Property values have gone up. And then we have the food. I mean, you don't have a great neighborhood in Pittsburgh without great food. So, I mean, you've seen, of course, the Church Brew Works. When I first went in there, I was just stunned. I mean, this huge church from 1902 is now an amazing,
Well, the people who had grown up and actually gone to church there were stunned.
I can only imagine,
thinking, is
Paul.
Is this some sort of blasphemous thing that I'm doing, having a beer in here?
Right, and then all the little, like the Allegheny Wine Mixer and wonderful little places that have popped up. Cool locations like a store called Who Knew. There are Coco Cafe, a lovely little shop on Butler Street. And so you've really seen this growth of all these smaller places along with the Arsenal Bowling Lanes. Like, how long has that been around for? Probably a pretty long time, Paul. I would venture to say you might have done some bowling there.
I may have.
Yes, I think so. And the Lawrenceville Historical Society, which is founded in 1982 and really has been keeping the history of the neighborhood going.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds or
okay.
so left. So any more fun facts?
Fun facts, CMU's National Robotics Engineering Center, which specializes in really making unmanned robots for dangerous situations, is housed in a rehabbed Lawrenceville foundry. Well, you might not have known that. And the Clemente Museum, which is housed
That's
in
right.
Engine House 25, which is a not-to-miss place. If you haven't been there, you have to go and visit this place. And it also, may we add, has an operational winery in the basement.
That is...
is that amazing
a
or what?
See, definitely a must-see Lawrenceville destination. And I've learned a lot about Lawrenceville in these last few minutes with you, Rebecca.
I'm delighted.
Thank you so much.
You're
Rebecca
welcome.
Harris is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Again, great thanks for
thanks.
Joining
nice
us.
Nice to see you, Paul.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Tomorrow on the program, we will be spending the entire hour with Mayor Peduto. So be sure to get in line with your questions, your comments for the mayor. He'll be here again for the entire hour on Essential Pittsburgh tomorrow. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening, and so long for now.